What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Plate.
And the things that you're...
Knives, forks, spoons, silver.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, I must...
Wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she... In clear water, after washing them, what do you do?
Rinse.
So you would say, she...
Rinses.
What do you call that cloth or rag you used in drying the dishes?
Drying cloth.
What do you call the little piece of terry cloth that you used to bathe your face?
Bath cloth.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
What terms would you use for other things like that out in the yard where you attach the garden hose or where the fireman could hitch a fire hose?
Faucet.
If you had ever worked in the field and they brought water out in a cart or wagon, what was that container called? People used to buy flour in a...
barrel.
What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle? What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy? If you were riding in a buggy and you were trying to get the horses to go faster?
Wheel.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put the things in a
bag.
And what would it be made of?
Paper.
In the days past, how was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged, or 50 pounds of flour? About the way that sugar or flour, maybe 50 pounds of flour, used to be packaged in a, probably made of cloth.
Fat.
What do you call the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Carton.
It might be made out of
paper.
Some kind of rough cloth.
Right.
And do you know of anything that eat feed or seed or manure or things like that would be shipped in?
The burlap sacks too, I guess.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
I'd say a bushel.
Well, how about the amount of wood that you can carry?